This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, the friendly confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Two conference leaders in the Western Clover Belt will square off today. The Bloomer Blackhawks at 3-1 on the season, 2-0 perfect so far early on in this season in WCC play, and your McDonald Central Max, last year's state runner-up in Division 5. They're in Division 4 this year. They are 3-1 on the young season, have won 3 in a row. And they are also 2-0 in the first two games in Western Clover Belt Conference play. I'm Caleb Swenson. Mark Maloney will be joining me shortly here in our familiar perch inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Our first home game for the Max and Lady Max this season. Good to be back with you. Gavin Bovey, our producer, running the board back at the WOGO home base in Halley. And thank you to Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. Remember, you can watch and listen to tonight's contest. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Click on live stream. You'll be able to, again, hear our WOGO audio and watch in real time. Looking at both of these teams' path to this game, McDonald, a loss to Spring Valley in the first game of the season back on November 28th, 46-43. They lost by a single possession, but then have won three in a row, a very tight win, 47-45, right here on this floor over Regis. Then we have the game for you at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic as they drubbed Colfax 65-34 and then took care of business earlier this week on Tuesday against Osseo Fairchild 63-51. On the other side, for the Bloomer Blackhawks, their lone setback this season came at that Northwest Tip-Off Classic as they lost to a very good Somerset team by just 3 points in that game. But otherwise, they have been on a tear and not only playing the strong defense that Bloomer is known for, but also putting up a lot of points, 70-37 over Colfax to start the season, 74-61, a victory over Cadott, then that 62-59 loss to Somerset at UW-Stout, but came back on Tuesday and smashed Regis 75-53. Mark Maloney will join us shortly as we continue to break things down. We'll take a quick 60-second break and be back. This is Max Pregame on WOGO Sports. It's McDonald and Bloomer here on WOGO.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Max basketball tonight on WOGO Sports 103.1 on the FM dial, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at wogo.com, and watch and listen via Max TV. 3-1 Bloomer against 3-1 McDonald. Last time out for both of these two teams was on Tuesday on the road at Regis. Bloomer won 75-53. Dominic Schwarzenberger scored his season average 27 points. He has been on an absolute tear, and if not for Bo Volrath in Fall Creek, Dominic probably would have been the Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year the last season or two. So 27 for Schwarzenberger. Then the Blaskocic twins, Jake Blaskocic, had 16 points. He's been shooting incredibly well from beyond the arc, 47% from downtown so far this season. Also, Hunter Merrick with 11 points. They had four in double figures as Zeke Strand had 10 points. And then Colin Crane just outside of double digits with eight for head coach Greg Van Grunsven and Bloomer. On Tuesday night for your McDonald Max, right here on this floor, they knocked off Osseo Fairchild by 12, 63-51. Cale Holm, who's just been on a tear the last two games, he had 20 in that game we had for you against Colfax at UW-Stout, had 23 on Tuesday, including 4 of 6 from downtown, 9 of 12, 75% shooting, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Cooper Mittermeier with 15 points, hit 3 three-pointers with 3 of 12 from downtown, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Did not turn the ball over in that game. Miles Flanagan, a nice game with 10 points on 5 of 6 shooting, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Carson Galvez, 6 points, 7 boards, 1 steal. Jordan Secor with 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. And again, he really fills up a stat sheet. Grant Smiski, again, still returning from injury, played 18 minutes in that game, had 2 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. 7 different players scored for McDonald. They were out 4 at the half, and again, extended that to a 12-point win. 9 of 26 from 3, 35%. That's right around what they are averaging, between 9 and 10 made threes per game. Also shot 48% from the field against Osseo Fairchild, and they were 8 of 12, 67% from the free throw line. 12 free throw attempts against Osseo Fairchild. Before that, in the previous three games, they only had 11 attempts total and 14 assists on 23 field goals. Did turn the ball over 15 times. No need to make sure that's cleaned up again against a very good Bloomer team, and 16 fouls as well. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Greg Van Grunsven of the Bloomer Blackhawks. It's the Blackhawks and the Max here on WOGO and Max TV. Back in two.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
This is McDonald Max pregame. WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming at WOGO.com and on Max TV tonight as well. The Bloomer Blackhawks and your McDonald Central Max square off tonight. Two teams in this young season at the top of the conference, here with head coach Greg Van Grunsven of Bloomer. And coach, defense always seems to be the calling card of your teams, from your days at Memorial to here in Bloomer, and yet you're scoring quite prolifically to start the season. What have you seen so far?
Well, what I've seen out of my team is just an absolute wonderful group of boys. You know, all my years in Bloom are just wonderful, wonderful kids, and this year's no exception. We've got a handful of kids that really spend a lot of time with their game in the off season. They take the game real seriously, and they're skilled, so they're able to put the ball in the basket. And the first few games, it's paid dividends for us.
Coach, a lot of attention, of course, paid to Dominic Schwarzenberger, one of the best players in the region, and yet you have to be getting contributions from elsewhere to have the success you've had so far. So what are you liking about some of those players that maybe don't get all the accolades Dominic does?
Yeah, and Dominic has done a really nice job here of late of trusting his teammates to make the play, to score the ball when needed, because like you said, Dominic is going to have an awful lot of attention drawn to himself. And, you know, a lot of these kids played for us last year. We've got a real veteran team, you know, junior and senior dominated, that have been through the rigors of varsity basketball schedule, know the highs and the lows and what it takes to be successful. And, you know, we're hoping that continues.
Coach, speaking of last year, you played McDonald twice, played them really tough both times, including an overtime game up at your place and another close one here. They graduated 58 points from that team. A lot of players gone, a lot of new faces. So not a ton of varsity tape, but what do you see in McDonald this year?
They're still very talented, very, very talented. Coach Schilling does a really nice job with the entire program of having kids ready to be next up. And this year's no exception. You know, the younger Mittermeier kid is really, really quick and can really, really score the ball. The home kid, I know, played just outstanding last game and is really scoring the ball well. Secor has been through, you know, a 30-game schedule last year. And then they're two bigs with Flanny and, you know, the other big kid, Galvez, with older brother. So, you know, while these kids, not all of them may have played a whole lot of minutes, either their families, older brothers have been successful in this program, and they've played a lot of basketball themselves. So it's a talented team, you know, one that we're going to have our hands full with tonight.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Should be a fun one. It's shaping up to be. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Greg Van Grensven back with Coach Adam Schilling of the Max after this. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball, first home game of our coverage of the WOGO 2023-2024 campaign. It'll be two conference leaders early in the season here tonight, the Bloomer Blackhawks and your McDonald Max playing the host here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, three straight wins here, had a couple close ones to start the season, then a little bit more of a blowout against Colfax, and then a tough-nosed win against Osseo Fairchild. How do you see your team progressing again early on?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they're getting experience, and then we're able to kind of learn from those experiences and, again, kind of figure out what we're good at and what we got to work on. So it's good that we've been able to win a couple, you know, tougher games here last week or so. But with this group, it's really about getting the experience and just trying to learn from any mistakes we might make.
Coach, your opponent tonight, I'm guessing many people expect them in Fall Creek to be at the top of this conference when all is said and done. What do you need to do against a Bloomer team that, I mean, their calling card seems to be defense, and yet Dominic Schwarzenberger is one of the best players in the area scoring the ball, and they're getting a lot of help. I mean, they're putting up major points this year.
Yeah, they're pretty balanced. They got a lot of guys that can shoot the three, and they got some nice guys inside that can go to the offensive glass to finish around the rim. So at this point, we're really just trying to be solid defensively on our end and then kind of see where that takes us. But we're going to have our hands full tonight.
Defense certainly has been a big star so far for your first four games. Are you seeing the offense start getting into the flow that you want?
Yeah, I think we're starting to figure out again a little bit more what we can run offensively, getting our spacing a little bit better, trying to get out in transition a little bit more and try to get some easier shots where the defense sets up. So it's still a work in progress, but I do see the progress, and that's kind of what we're happy about right now.
And finally, coaching a game like this, I mean any game, but I would assume rebounding the battle of the glass is going to be big.
Yeah, and staying out of foul trouble also will be pretty important. Neither team really plays 12 guys or anything, so I think it's just a matter of everybody playing good defense without fouling, and we got to keep them off the free throw line.
Coach, looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Sounds great. Thank you for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling, as we get closer to game time, it's Bloomer and McDonald here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, and live on Max TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Just about time for basketball here in Chippewa Falls at McDonnell Central High School. Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. And it's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game as the Macs battle the Blackhawks of Bloomer. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls as we welcome in Mark Maloney to the broadcast. A key or two tonight here for Adam Schilling's Macs.
Okay, I'm going to kind of feed off of Coach Schilling there and saying that both teams need to stay out of foul trouble. They're not real deep. Like he said, nobody's going to be sending 12 kids out there from either team. So I think playing some good defense, good clean basketball, and keeping people out of foul trouble, especially McDonald. We got to keep Miles out there and Galvez out there. So and then we got to see if Cooper and Kale is, and see if these guys can't get hot from the three-point line.
Well, those are your Choice and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Two teams at 2-0 in the WCC, both 3-1 on the season. We're back with tip-off next on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Basketball starting lineups being introduced now. WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, Wogo.com, and live on Max TV tonight as well. The Bloomer Blackhawks being introduced first. Jonah Blaskocic, one of the Blaskocic twins, a senior 6'3", guard averaging 4 points per game. Dominic Schwarzenberger, a senior 6'3", forward number 4, 27.2 points, 7.3 rebounds, 5.3 assists per game. The point guard is number 5. Junior Jaden Hartman, a 5'11 point guard, 2.5 points, 4 assists. Zeke Strand, the big fella, 6'4 forward, 10.5 points, 11 rebounds, shooting 60% from the field. And rounding out the starting five for head coach Greg Van Grunsven, Jake Blaskocic, number 24, 6'3 guard, senior, 11.2 points, shooting 47% from downtown, adding 5 rebounds as well. On the other side, for head coach Adam Schilling in his 6th season at the helm of these McDonald Max boys.
And now let's meet tonight's starters for your
a record, if my calculations are correct, of 99 wins and 39 losses. 72% winning percentage for head coach Adam Schilling, the Max. And they are 3-1 on the season. They will start 5'11", junior guard number 3, Cooper Mittermeier, averaging 13.8 points per game. That is second on the team, 2.5 rebounds, 2.2 assists. Cale Holm, 5'10", sophomore guard number 20. He is leading the team with 14.2 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, 3.8 assists, second on the team. Jordan Secor, the 6'3", junior guard number 24, 7.2 points per game, 2.5 rebounds, and leads the team with 4.2 assists per game. Carson Galvez, the 6'3", sophomore forward number 33, 7 points per game, leads the team with 7.2 rebounds per game and an assist as well for good measure. And 6'3", senior center Miles Flanagan, number 44, rounds out the starting five with 5 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game, second on the team, 2.2 assists per game, third on the team, and 1.5 steals per game as well, as Miles does a lot of things well for this team. Good to have you with us as Bloomer in the black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the burnt orange stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts, white numerals and lettering. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and the gold and royal blue accents on the tanks and shorts. Now that Bulldog logo, Jordan Secora will jump it up. The tap won by Strand. No, McDonald got it. Yeah. Or I miss it.
It went to Cale, and Cale pushed it back over to Cooper.
So McDonald will move left to right as we begin. Bloomer student section on their feet.
We're going to have a little trouble seeing what's going on in the far corner.
Corner again.
Sakura has it in that corner. Traverses into the paint. Kick out to Cale Holm. Holm flips one out into that right corner. Three on the way for Cooper Mittermeier. Money. Cooper rises and fires his 14th three of the season, and it's 3-0 McDonald. Strand up top to Hartman. Hartman checked by Cale Holm, who has 43 points in the last two games. Hartman swings over to Blaskocik, three on the way, and he nails it. Goodness, no hesitation for Jake Blaskocik, shooting 47% from downtown. That's his 10th made three.
Neither team's afraid to pull the trigger on the threes.
Three apiece, Cale Holm, left wing outside the arc against Hartman. Sikora up top, swings to Mittermeier, checked by Blaskocik. They'll work into the right corner. That's Cale Holm against Hartman. Sikora rotates to Carson Galvez. Cooper Mittermeier left wing right in front of the Bloomer bench. Cale Holm straight on between the wheels. Rotates Sikora right side against Schwarzenberger. Cooper Mittermeier at the foul line lost it. Back out to Sikora at the left elbow. His pass tipped away by Jaden Hartman. And Hartman not quite able to save it in front of his own bench. He tried to tap it back into himself. And it'll be a side out for McDonald right in front of Coach Greg Van Grunsven. 3-3, 16:35 to go here first half.
Not agreeing that he stepped on the line.
Flanagan over to Sikora, high on the right. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier looking for the give and go with Miles. Didn't get it that time. Sikora just inside the foul line. Hartman went for the steal. Kick out. Holm, right corner pocket three. No, a whistle and a foul. And again, our vantage point is impeded here. I'm not sure if that was on the box out or on the shot
that was
itself.
On the shot.
So Cale Holm will go to the line shooting three free throws. Give us time to let you know that Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Cale Holm breaks the 3-3 tie with his first free throw. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Second free throw good for Cale Holm. Call H&R Electric at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric proud to back the Max. Holm, third free throw, rattles in as well. 3-for-3 from the line for Cale Holm, who'd only attempted three free throws through the first four games. It's 6-3 McDonald.
It's good for him to find the groove right away.
Hartman up top against Mittermeier. Crosses over, goes left side to Blaskocik. Swings short corner to Strand. Kick out Hartman right wing. He'll loft a three, no hesitation. That one rims in and out. Carson Galvez goes high for the rebound. You can see why he's leading the team at 7.2 boards per game. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Kick over to Jordan Sikora. Working off a slip screen from Flanagan. Swings to Galvez, left side, Holm. Holm outside the arc, drops it down to Carson. Carson Galvez swings back to Miles Flanagan. Bobbles in the paint between a couple defenders and walk with the basketball.
Yeah, he did something there. He walked or double dribbled. Or...
a lot of traffic.
Yes.
Bloomer clogging the lane there. Again, Bloomer averaging 69.5 points per game. McDonald 54.5. Both of these teams play good defense, but Bloomer's really found their scoring punch early on in this season. Short corner feed to Strand. Strand, tough shot with the left hand. Hits the back iron. Offensive rebound pulled down by Jonah Blaskocik. Leaves it for Hartman. Jake Blaskocik swings to Schwarzenberger, averaging 27 per game. He's doubled right now. Swing short corner. Wide open three. Left corner pocket is good. Tying the game is Jaden Hartman. Coach Van Grunsven told us that Schwarzenberger, as good as he is learning to trust his teammates, and that's really what's led to this early season success. A bobble in the corner by Galvez. Lost it for a moment. Kick out Sikora. He'll try a three. Left wing. Book it. Not a lot of missing going on early in this game for both teams. 9-6 McDonald.
Not afraid to throw it up there.
Four threes and a foul on a three-pointer with three free throws made. Accounts for all the scoring. Our first foul of the game. Schwarzenberger was attacking inside the arc, and Cooper Mittermeier, as you mentioned, gets his first foul. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. 9-6 McDonald, 14:40 to go here first half in Chippewa Falls against Bloomer. Blaskocik, short corner feed, turning. And scoring with a nice flip of the right hand. Dominic Schwarzenberger, doesn't take him long to get in the scoring column. 9-8 McDonald, just outside the lane, rises for a little teardrop.
Cooper Mittermeier, left wing, working off a screen from Flanagan outside the arc. Pulls it to the opposite wing. High post, right back to Mittermeier from Flanagan. Trying to go give and go, and Miles had the pass tipped before he could get to it. Good hands by Jonah Blaskocic. Dominic Schwarzenberger paces across the timeline. Up top, Hartman. McDonald leads by 1-9-8, 4 minutes into this game. Schwarzenberger, left wing, kicks out for Hartman, finds Blaskocic. Jake Blaskocic drops it down for Strand. Strand attacks the bucket and scores, and Bloomer has the lead. For the first time tonight. Very balanced scoring for Bloomer despite Schwarzenberger's 27 a game. Usually get 3-4 in double figures. On the right block, going in hard, hanging and hitting Sikora. Well done in the lane over his defender. McDonald retakes the lead 11-10.
He's not known for his power moves in the paint, but that was a nice one.
Jake Blaskocic up top to Hartman. High on the right, back to Blaskocic, who's already hit a three here. Schwarzenberger doubled. Blaskocic between the wheels. Dale Holmes shifting over on him with Mittermeier up top. Schwarzenberger to the left elbow. Kick out to Hartman. Hartman left corner three. Again, that one rattles in and out. Galvez can't quite get the rebound, but Cooper Mittermeier gobbles it up. Mittermeier across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Flips over to Sikora. Sikora on the right wing. Steps into a three. That one comes up well short. Little heat check there for Jordan Sikora.
Yeah, he short-armed that one. You can tell right when he released it. He knew it was going to be short.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank.
Hunter Merrick is in for Bloomer.
5'11 guard, a junior. First substitution of the game. Blaskocic wide open, left corner three, and he's just not going to miss often. My goodness, 2-for-2 for Jake Blaskocic. And Bloomer retakes the lead, 13-11. Carson Galvez in the left corner. He took a little extra hop as he went into his motion, and Bloomer retains possession and a two-point lead with 12:27 to go here first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Gavin Bovey back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Schwarzenberger to Merrick, far side of the floor. Up top between the wheels, Dominic Schwarzenberger, the senior. Holding high above his head, drops high post, kick out, Jake Blaskocic from twin brother Jonah. Colin Crane also into the game. He'll try a 10-foot baseline jumper. No, and snatching it with two hands. Flanagan. Cale Holm, right wing. Holm puts it on the floor with the left hand, back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier at the right elbow, backtracks. Swings over to Galvez, flips back. Resetting the offense. Cooper Mittermeier on the right side. Feeds Sikora on the left. Sikora doubled, holds. To Mittermeier, right of the wheel. Defensive intensity is just fantastic to begin this game on both sides.
Yes.
Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier, right wing. Working off a screen from Flanagan, rolls to the bucket. They can't find him, goes left elbow. Carson Galvez. Dale Holm had a pass right in front of him, broken up a bit. Now Holm down the left side of the lane, runs into a double team, tries to sneak a bounce pass to the right corner. Jordan Sikora attacking the paint, kick out Cale Holm, wide open, left corner three. That one back of the bracket, no. And a loose ball foul on McDonald's Miles Flanagan as Jonah Blaskocic a little better position on the rebound. Second whistle on McDonald, third foul of the game, one on Bloomer, two whistles against the Max.
Yeah, both teams are playing very, very tight defense.
Merrick up top.
McDonald's in their 2-3 zone.
Schwarzenberger in the lane, hangs and hits. He is very smooth. 4 points for Schwarzenberger, and it's a 4-point lead for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Under 11 to go first half, 15-11 they lead. Cooper Mittermeier has his pass taken away from Galvez along the baseline as Carson slips. Schwarzenberger right wing. Front of the McDonald bench and Coach Adam Schilling. Long cross-court skip, Blaskocic. Blaskocic go 3-for-3 from three. Back rimmed it this time. Rebound Flanagan. Long cross-court skip, Cale Holm. Holm out to Carson Galvez. No hesitation on a three. Money. Straight on, straight in for Carson Galvez. And McDonald within a point, 15-14. Schwarzenberger to Merrick, left wing. Cale Holm face-to-face with him. Merrick into the left corner. Jake Blaskocic swings back out to Merrick. Wide open look at a three. Front rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Carson Galvez. Galvez wants to push. Right side, Cale Holm.
Holm back to Galvez in the right corner. Galvez attacking. Kick out. Flanagan swings. Jordan Sikora thinks better of a three. Passes over to Cale Holm on the right side. Holm working off a little bit of a screen from Galvez. Gives it back to Sikora, left wing. Cooper Mittemeyer in the corner. Galvez up top. Puts it on the floor against Crane. For Holm. Holm pull up. Baseline jumper. Excuse me. Foul line jumper for Cale Holm. And that was smooth for his first field goal. He has five. And McDonald retakes the lead 16-15.
That was a nice jump shot there. Cale showed his hops right there.
Schwarzenberger to Jake Blaskocic. Long cross-court skip. Merritt goes high for that one. Catches with two hands in front of the McDonald bench. Crossing over on his man. Merritt swings back to Schwarzenberger. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Spins in the lane. Hangs. Right-handed runner. No. Tipped out. On the run. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier's going to slow it down for a minute. Scooping pass to Cale Holm, right wing. Holm into the corner. Carson Galvez. Galvez swings back to Mittermeier. The work in the corner, Cale Holm against Merrick. Finds Sikora. Sikora to Galvez. Galvez, big head fake, driving down the right side of the lane. Goes up hard. Pounded in a foul. Hoop and harm for the McDonald sophomore. Carson Galvez forcing the issue, barreling down the right side of the lane. He has five, going to the line, shooting one. Grant Smiski is going to come into this game now in favor of Miles Flanagan. Smiski, number one, the 5'10" junior guard. Again, he's been battling that ankle issue and played 18 minutes on Tuesday night. McDonald leading 18-15, exactly halfway through the first half with 9 minutes left. Galvez, free throw is good. 19-15, McDonald. Carson Galvez, the sophomore, leads the team now with 6 points. Hunter Merrick, right side. Jaden Hartman back out there for Coach Greg Van Grunsven. He's for Schwarzenberger. The senior flips back to Hartman. Hartman long cross-court skip. Merrick against Cale Holm. Looking to the post, nothing there. Out to Hartman. Hartman gets by his man. Runner in the lane. Rolls in and out. Strand goes over the top of Holm for the rebound. Puts it up with the left hand and scores. Whistle and a stoppage. Timeout on the floor. McDonald leads 19-17, 8:32 to play. We'll step out and be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. And live on Max TV, you can link up to that at WOGO.com or go to McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. 19-17, McDonald with the lead and the basketball. 2 team fouls apiece. 8.5 to go here in the first half. Cale Holm out of the timeout for three. Back rims it. Long run for the rebound and pulled in by Zeke Strand. Bloomer student section with a jersey out. They've actually sat down now so we can see that corner. I love the enthusiasm, but I do like the visual now where I can see what's going on as Mason Bussey is about to come into the game for McDonald, the sophomore, 6'4". Jaden Hartman up top at the logo, leaves for Schwarzenberger, swings left side, that's Strand. Strand at 6'4 against Grant Smiski. Back to Schwarzenberger. Schwarzenberger down the right side of the lane. He throws up kind of a wild shot, but draws a foul from Carson Galvez. Dominic Schwarzenberger again, very, very shifty. I believe in that 39-point outburst against Cadets, he had 18 made free throws. And he's not going to miss often. In the 2 games against McDonald last year, he had 21 and 26. Or 26 and 21, rather. McDonald won both of those, one in overtime at Bloomer. Schwarzenberger hits the first free throw. It's the first free throw attempt tonight. Cale Holm takes his seat. Mason Bussey into the game, number 50, 6'4" sophomore center. 19-18, Dominic Schwarzenberger, the senior, puts the right foot a little in front of the left. Free throw is good. 2 for 2, Schwarzenberger with 6, and it's 19 apiece. Very entertaining first half so far.
Yeah, I figured this would be a good game.
Jordan Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier. Outside the arc left side. Back to Sikora on the right wing. Sikora driving baseline. Right block extended. Schwarzenberger just ripped it away from him. Dominic Schwarzenberger weaving. He He'll reset the offense up top. Under 7.5 to go. Jonah Blaskocic to Schwarzenberger, then gives him a screen, rolls to the hoop, nothing there. Schwarzenberger turns up the right hand, beautiful touch. He is absolutely deadly in the lane from about 8 feet out. With that runner, 21-19, Blue Murray takes the lead after McDonald led by as many as four. And now a whistle and a travel up top on Sikora. I missed that.
I got number six for turnovers right there after McDonald.
And it's something they're trying to quell a little bit, turning the ball over almost 14 times per game early on here in the season. Under the seven-minute mark now, Schwarzenberger tries his first three. That's an air ball, and Mason Bussey, I do not think, needed to run that down, and he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Bloomer basketball, and I think maybe Bussey thought someone touched that.
Maybe. He was going after it with a mission there.
21-19, Bloomer inbounds to Jake Blaskocic. Hartman right back to Schwarzenberger. Design play for a three, and that one pops in and out for Dominic Schwarzenberger halfway down. Grant Smiski up top, swings to Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald trailing 21-19. 6:36 to go, first half. Carson Galvez up top. Bloomer student section back on their feet now. Grant Smiski leaves for Galvez, left wing. Galvez against Strand, pulls up in the lane. Nice shot with the right hand, comes up a little bit short, grabs his own rebound, going up strong, and his shot is blocked, but that's a foul on Colin Crane, his second. Cale Holm about to come back into this contest for McDonald. A couple subs for Bloomer coming up as well. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality. And is always proud to support local sports as Galvez hits the first. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Sikora exits. Cale Holm back in. Hunter Merrick came into this game for Coach Greg Van Grunsven. Also both Blaskocics, Schwarzenberger and Strand on the floor for Bloomer as well. Galvez 2 for 2. On that trip, 3 for 3 on the night from the foul line. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out. Be back in 30 seconds, in 60 seconds rather, here on WOGO Sports. It's Max Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Four for the shot. Oh, it went in. With a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Basketball in a tie game, 21 apiece here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Dominic Schwarzenberger for Bloomer. Hop step in the lane. Beautiful Euro, and he's up for two more, breaking the tie, 23-21 Bloomer. Just shifty and very limited space. Cale Holm driving baseline at the right block, finds Galvez. Galvez cutting hard to the hoop and ties the game. Carson Galvez with 10 points. 23 apiece. Jonah Blaskocic leaves it for Schwarzenberger. Gives him a screen far side of the floor. Kick to Merrick. Deep three right side. Back rim. No. Long rebound and a push on McDonald as Jonah Blaskocic had that rebound in his hands and went crashing to the deck. Miles Flanagan going to come back into this game. The senior. Carson Galvez is going to get a well-deserved breather here. That is his second foul, unfortunately, as he leads McDonald with 10 points. 5:29 left. 23 apiece. Inbounds to Jake Blaskocic, back to Schwarzenberger. Kick out Jake Blaskocic, corner three, side of the rim, no. Rebound batted around. Who's going to run it down? Grant Smiskey will. Smiskey push ahead, long throw. That one almost intercepted, but Smiskey's the QB. And a kick out to Cale Holm, and Holm straight on, straight in.
His first three of the night.
4-3, Cale Holm. Again, that pass from Grant Smiskey was just phenomenal. Blaskocic to tie the game. Goodness, that's Jonah Blaskocic this time. And he hits a three just like his twin brother, 26 apiece. Cale Holm up top to Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. Up top, Cale. We haven't heard from Cooper for a bit now, averaging almost 14 per game. Cale Holm thought about a three, a little head fake, pulls up at the foul line, comes up short with a jumper, can't grab his own rebound. Schwarzenberger beats him to the basket. Schwarzenberger, long pass ahead to Jake Blaskocic, kick back out to Merrick, falling away from three, got it. Right wing, Hunter Merrick. Bloomers hit six triples, they lead 29-26. Both of these teams shooting a very high percentage from downtown. Donald trailing by three, just over 4 minutes to go here, first half on their home floor. Two teams right now at the top of the Western Clover Belt Conference early in the season. Cale Holm, no hesitation, three, back rim, no, from the left corner. Schwarzenberger crosses the timeline with Sikora over at the scorer's table, ready to come back into this game. Schwarzenberger leaves it for Jake Blaskocic. Up top, that's Colin Crane. Into Jonah Blaskocic, holding, waiting for Schwarzenberger, and gives it to him high on the right side. Schwarzenberger puts on the floor with the left hand, comes to a jump stop in the lane, up and in for two. Dominic Schwarzenberger is cooking here tonight. 31-26, Bloom with their largest lead, either team's largest lead, 5 points. Cale Holm has it swatted away from him, but a foul either on Jonah Blaskocic or Dominic Schwarzenberger. They raked him across the arm. I believe that's the first on Schwarzenberger, team's fourth. Sikora will come in. And Mason Bussey gets his seat. That is the first on Schwarzenberger. Cale Holm will inbound in front of that jerseyed out Bloomer student section. They brought a good contingent, did the Blackhawks.
The girls were just here the other night.
That was quite a game.
That was.
Last night. That Bloomer girls team shot phenomenally well and gave the Lady Macs, I think, all they wanted last night, but McDonald a little stronger in the end. We'll have the McDonald girls tomorrow afternoon matinee Max basketball against Onalaska, D4 team against D2. Sikora to Grant Smiskey, right wing, back out to Sikora, swings to Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner. Checked by Blaskocic there. Mittermeier up top of the left elbow. Over to Smiskey, gives him a little bit of a screen. Smiskey over to Cale Holm, left wing. Sikora takes it from him on the left arc. And a travel called on Jordan Sikora as he went into his move. 2:44 to go, 31-26. A little bit of a danger zone here for the Macs. The Bloomer trying to extend their lead. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Schwarzenberger against Sikora. Puts on the floor with the right hand. Schwarzenberger pulls up from eight, hits the back rim. Scrabble for the rebound. Blaskocic pulls it out of their tie-up. And possession will stay with Bloomer. At 2:31 to go.
Good hustle there by Grant. Tying it up.
Jonah Blaskocic will inbound. Two at the blocks. Two at the elbows for the Blackhawks. Jonah Blaskocic has a pass tipped by Grant Smiskey, and Cale Holm seals it. Laser pass to Flanagan. Flanagan down the lane. Left-handed layup. No, but a foul.
Good pass.
And Flanagan will go to the line, shooting two with 2:24 to go in the first half of a five-point game. Flanagan looking for his first made free throw of the season. And no.
Still looking.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Second free throw, back rim, no. Rebound tipped around. Galvez had it for a moment, but Blaskocic cleans it up for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Five team fouls on Bloomer, four on McDonald. Five-point game, 2:13 to go. Strand back in there as well for Coach Van Grunsven. He'll have it on the left side, straddling the arc. Back out to Schwarzenberger. Puts on the floor with the left hand, spins in the lane, pulls up with the right hand. No, Gobbling up the rebound, Miles Flanagan will push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm on the move, attacking down the lane, scooping layup with the right hand.
Wow. How did he get that off?
Between a couple defenders, Cale Holm showing the athleticism again. A three-point contest, 31-28 Bloomer. Minute 40 to go before halftime. Hunter Merrick in front of the McDonald bench. Checked by Cooper Mittermeier. Up top, Strand. Swings to Jonah Bliskocic. Dominic Schwarzenberger matched up against Sikor outside the arc left wing. To Jonah Bliskocic. Bliskocic for three. It just looks good right off the hand.
Yeah.
Bloomer's knocked down six triples here.
Yep.
34-28. The Blackhawks with their largest lead. Cooper Mittermeier stumbling. Gets into the corner. Sikora. Sikora up top between the wheels with a minute nine to play. Sikora attacking down the lane. Kick out. Carson Galvez. Galvez whips right back to Sikora. Wide open. Left corner. Pocket three. A little too long. Tracked down by Jonah Bliskocic. And Bliskocic lost it out of bounds. We couldn't see it.
I was just looking at the ref. I was waiting for the ref to make the call. I seen his put his hand up, and then I kind of knew the ball went out of bounds.
And Bliskocic, Jonah Bliskocic was stumbling just a bit going after that one and lost it out of bounds. So a gift for McDonald, trailing by six with 57.8 to play. They'll inbound from the corner. Cooper Mittermeier to inbound, finds Flanagan, rotates out to Holm between the wheels. Back to Cooper Mittermeier, right side. Cooper attacking, flips it back out, right block extended. Miles Flanagan bodying up, going in between a couple defenders, and a whistle and a foul as Miles hits the deck. That will be the sixth whistle against the Bloomer Blackhawks with 48.3 to play.
Hunter Merrick, I think, picked that one up.
That's his first. Donald inbound from the baseline again. And Coach Van Grensven offering a towel to get that basketball, some of the sweat off of it. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows for Coach Schilling's McDonald Max as Cooper Mittermeier will trigger the inbound. Max trailing 34-28, final minute of the first half. Cale Holm up top to Sikora. Sikora back to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper to Sikora, straight on. Swings to Cale Holm in the left wing. Checked by that long reach of Dominic Schwarzenberger. Holm up top to Carson Galvez. Galvez kick into the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier for three. Far side of the rim, no. Galvez pushes out the rebound, but right to Jake Bliskocic.
25 seconds left in the half.
We assume Bloomer will hold for a final shot here, but we will see.
Yep.
Merrick has it on his hip near the McDonald logo near midcourt. Back to Jake Bliskocic. 34-28 Bloomer. Their biggest lead by either team of the night. Cooper Mittermeier knocks it away from Merrick. Mittermeier, the left elbow, attacking to the paint, hangs up in the air. No, but a foul with 2 seconds remaining.
Great hustle, great defense by Cooper.
Just took it away from Merrick with the lightning quick hands, and Cooper Mittermeier will shoot two. 17 foul, second on Merrick. 2 seconds left, 34-28 game. Mittermeier's first free throw, back rim, no. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Mittermeier 75% from the free throw line. Second free throw is good. 34-29, inbounds to Schwarzenberger. He will try a heave from just beyond half court. That just off the mark. And a competitive first half. McDonald trails by five going into the locker room. 34-29, our halftime score. We'll step out for 3.5 minutes. We'll have Mark Maloney's military shout-out. See if we can get some highlights keyed up for you and also regale you of the halftime stats as well. 5-point game of the break. We're back in 3.5. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Time here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. The Max Trail Bloomer 34-29. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here in Chippewa. Gavin Bovey back at the Wogo home base in Halley. We'll look at the stats and hear the highlights in a moment, but first, your impressions of this first half, Mark.
Again, some great defense by both teams and some really good shooting by both teams. I think Bloomer's kind of penetrating the paint a little bit better than McDonald is. McDonald's kind of kicking the ball out and taking some three-pointers. But I think both teams have been shooting the threes pretty good. I think we got Bloomer down for six threes, and McDonald has four threes. So they're all doing fairly well from the outside. And, again, it's a five-point game. So it's still going to be wide open. And the fouls were pretty decent there. I think Bloomer ended up with about seven or eight right towards the end there. McDonald only had four. So, again, they got to tighten up that defense a little bit and open up the offense a little bit, too, and I think we'll be okay.
Six players scored for the Bloomer Blackhawks, four for McDonald. The scoring went like this for Bloomer. Dominic Schwarzenberger, who averages 27 per game, had 12 in the first half. Six for Jonah Blaskocic and Jake Blaskocic, the twins, each with a pair of three-pointers, four for Zeke Strand, three apiece for Hunter Merrick and Jaden Hartman. As, again, you mentioned, six three-pointers made in the first half for Bloomer, four for McDonald. For the Max, two players in double figures, Cale Holm and Carson Galvez, lead the way with 10 points apiece. Jordan Sikora with five, and Cooper Mittermeier with four. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and also tonight on Max TV. Sakura has it in that corner, traverses into the paint, kick out to Cale Holm. Holm flips one out into that right corner, three on the way for Cooper Mittermeier. As good as he is learning to trust his teammates, and that's really what's led to this early season success. A bobble in the corner by Galvez, lost it for a moment, kick out Sakura. He'll try a three, left wing, book it. Not a lot of missing going on early in this game for both teams. Long cross-court skip, Cale Holm. Holm out to Carson Galvez, no hesitation on a three, money. Straight on, straight in for Carson Galvez. The work in the corner, Cale Holm against Merrick, finds Sakura. Sakura to Galvez, Galvez, big head fake, driving down the right side of the lane, goes up hard, pounded in a foul, a hoop and harm for the McDonald sophomore. 23-21 Bloomer, just shifty in very limited space. Cale Holm driving baseline at the right block, finds Galvez, Galvez cutting hard to the hoop and ties the game. Carson Galvez with 10 points. On Miles Flanagan, we'll push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm on the move, attacking down the lane, scooping layup with the right hand. Wow.
How did he get that off?
Between a couple defenders, Cale Holm. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald trails 34-29 at the break to Bloomer, two teams with 3-1 records and 2-0 in conference play. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Halftime here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. 5-point game. Bloomer with a 34-29 lead. Before the second half action begins, our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll get this shout-out list here with Glenn Maloney and our daughter-in-law, Linda, and our granddaughters, Rosalie and Frey out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. There are two kids are getting really, really excited for Santa Claus to be showing up here in a week. Alex Maloney's down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base out in New Mexico, recently married this past summer. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm have traversed over to Yokota Air Force Base, Japan, with their three children. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, and they're proud parents with their new daughter that was born this summer. Sarah Passon Bovee is with the 133rd Civil Engineers. Sarah is a graduate of Chi High, and she is with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard, my old stomping grounds over there in Minneapolis. Sarah just had, and her husband just had their second child. Kristen Levesser Davis is in the Air Force National Guard, also over in Minneapolis. She just started a full-time position over at the Guard base. She's in the medical group over there. Carter Billen, working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base. I'm trying to catch up to him. But I did catch up with Austin Tollefson today, and he is still down in the Marine Corps Reserves at the Great Lakes in Great Lakes, Illinois. Just got promoted to Gunnery Sergeant, and he's looking forward to retiring here in June in 2024. So congrats to Austin. Jordan Chartran is in the Army station at Fort Bragg. John Hayton with Colfax at the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is active duty Navy. These are all some of the kids that I had over at coaching at Colfax. Wayne Trimble is a McDonald grad, currently at Fort McCoy. He has 22 years of service in. He's looking forward to retirement too. Noah Stewart, I caught up with him. He's a Chi High grad stationed at Lackland Air Force Base. He just found out today that he got Airman of the Quarter for his squadron, and he's also being considered to work at the White House in communications.
Wow.
So he just found that out too, so he's in the hunt there to go work at the White House. Chuck Gardo is a Chi High grad in the Marine Corps. I believe he's still over in Hawaii. He's been back and forth. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi High grad, is in the Air Force and now at Hill Air Force Base, Utah. Matt Pulver is at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. So a huge shout out to all those guys. And I got to catch up with Evan Eckes, too, because I think he is in ROTC for the Navy at the college he's attending right now. So good luck to him. And again, with the holidays coming up, I know our son Alex is staying down in Louisiana, and his big thing is to make sure all the younger troops get something to do on Christmas, so he's going to host a Christmas party at his house. So,
fantastic.
Again, the holidays, it's always tough on our military people, and so a huge thank you for all that they do for this great country.
And as always, the invitation, if you have a name or names to add to the list, we would love that.
Yes.
McDonald will start the second half with the basketball. Their original starting five, Cooper Mittermeier, Cale Holm, Miles Flanagan, Carson Galvez, and Jordan Sikora. Pass knocked into the McDonald bench. 17:46 to go. A five-point game. Inbounds into the backcourt, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier will walk it across the timeline to Carson Galvez. Jordan Sikora left wing. Just across the foul line, kick out. Hartman got his hand in the passing lane again. Over to Holm. Holm will step back for three. No, but he is fouled by Hartman, and that is the third. No, excuse me. I think that is just the second on Hartman.
Yes, it is.
But Cale Holm will go to the line shooting three. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn. We'll give this a moment. First free throw is good. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. First two free throws good for Cale Holm. He has 12 points tied with Schwarzenberger for a game high. 34-31. Bloomer still with a three-point advantage. Holm hits another free throw. Six for six.
Yep.
On the free throw line for Cale Holm. As twice he was fouled on three-point attempts. It's a two-point game. 34-32, Bloomer with the lead, and the basketball moving left to right here in the second half. We have Schwarzenberger, both Blaskocic, Strand, and Hartman. Their original starting five are Coach Greg Van Grunsven and the Blackhawks.
McDonald's in a man-to-man defense now. I kind of like that.
Schwarzenberger into the lane, kick out. Strand, the big fellow, will take a lefty three, and that is the seventh three-point make of the game. The junior pours one in, 37-32, right back to a five-point advantage for Bloomer. Is there anyone on this Bloomer team, boys or girls, who can't shoot the three? If you caught any of the game last night, goodness. Blackhawks put in the work. A foul on Schwarzenberger, as for the second time tonight, we've seen Jordan Sikora kind of post up and back someone down in the paint.
Not notorious for that, but he's doing a good job down there.
And so Sikora will earn a trip to the free throw line, and the second foul on Dominic Schwarzenberger. First free throw for Sikora is good. He has 6 points now, had five in the first half. 4-point game, two-possession lead for the Blackhawks. Jordan Sikora, the junior, perfect on a pair of free throws. Cuts it to a one-possession deficit, 37-34 Bloomer. 16:47 to go, long way to go here in the second half. Good to have you with us on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Schwarzenberger just inside the arc, left corner, picks up his dribble, finds Jake Laskoczek, Hartman up top. Cooper Mittermeier gives him a little bit of space. Right side, Jake Laskoczek finds Schwarzenberger. Catch in the baseline, goes up, strong, no, rebound batted out by Flanagan to Cooper Mittermeier. Good walling up by the McDonald defense.
Yeah, looks like he was looking for a foul to be called there, but didn't get one.
Now we have both student sections standing, and so we're not able to see what's happening in a couple corners of the court. It's all right. We love the enthusiasm from the students. So McDonald will throw a pass away into the aforementioned student section. Unforced error there on the max. Almost 2 minutes into the second half in a three-point game. Schwarzenberger at the point will walk it slowly across midcourt. And Jordan Sikora gets a screen from Jonah Blaskoczek. Left side, Strand. The junior. Back up top, Hartman. Back to Strand. They're going to leave him open. He made him pay with a three a little bit ago. Hartman runs into a wall named Carson Galvez, trying to avoid a three-second call. Flips it back out. They'll find Strand. Back to Hartman in the right corner. Hartman to Strand, and we have a whistle. 30-second timeout by Greg Van Grunsven to get organized. We're back in half a minute as well. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and Max TV, WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Basketball on WOGO Sports. 15:32 to go, second half. Bloomer Blackhawks, the guest, lead 37-34, and they will inbound in front of their own student section. Inbounds, Jordan Sikora takes it away from Schwarzenberger. Sikora down the lane, ties the game. Brings him within one, more accurately.
Great steal there, great hustle, great defense.
Schwarzenberger up top, 37-36, the Blackhawks. Strand to Jonah Blaskoczek, leaves it for Strand on the left wing. Schwarzenberger lofts a three, clanks it off the side of the rim, rebound pulled down by Flanagan. McDonald a chance to take the lead back here. Jordan Sikora right wing. Sikora up top, Cooper Mittermeier. And it's Jake Blaskoczek. Rotate right in front of Adam Schilling. Sikora. Sikora flips out to Galvez. Galvez had a great first half with 10, despite some foul trouble. Kick into the left corner. That's Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier putting on the floor with the right hand. Pumps in the paint. Back out, Cale Holm. Holm finds Galvez. Left block extended. Galvez going up hard. Nice touch with the right hand. Carson Galvez retakes the lead for McDonald. 12 for Galvez.
Beautiful pass from Cale.
38-37. Bit of a bobble up top from Strand. Leaves it for Jonah Blaskoczek. Blaskoczek to Schwarzenberger. Schwarzenberger fires to Strand, wide open left corner. He's not going to take the three that time. To Jonah Blaskoczek. He'll have no hesitation on a three, but he hits the front of the iron. McDonald moving right to left. Left side, Carson Galvez. Galvez puts on the floor, finds a cutting Holm. Holm up with the right hand, hung it up a little bit short. He'll take a hard fall into the referee, but get back up and sprint down the floor. Schwarzenberger slithering into the lane, pull up with the right hand. My goodness, how does he do it? Schwarzenberger from any angle inside 10 feet is just deadly. 39-38, Bloomer retakes the lead. Talented, talented players. Cooper Mittermeier right side outside the arc. Blaskoczek right in his face. Mittermeier just inside the elbow, high pass. Sikora goes up with two hands in the left corner. Again, Cale Holm. Works to Cooper Mittermeier, right corner. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the left hand. Hard drive into the paint, and he walked with the basketball. He had a beautiful leaning right-handed layup. And I think the officials were right on top of that one. A little extra shuffle step.
Yeah, he made up a lot of ground there without dribbling.
Colin Crane and Hunter Merritt come into the game. Schwarzenberger will take a seat, as will Hartman. 13:20 to go. 39-38. McDonald, some full court pressure now. Inbounds to Crane. Crane puts it on the floor with the left hand. He runs into a double. Finds Blaskacik. Blaskacik and Merrick across the timeline. Strand in the left corner, right corner, excuse me. Out to Crane. Crane for three gets a nice roll, and that's his first basket, the junior. And it's 42-38, Bloomer. They're 8-3. Hill home left wing. Holm drops it down to Galvez. Galvez crashes to the hoop, up and in for two. Close to an end, one.
30-second timeout, McDonald.
McDonald takes a timeout. We will as well. Back in half a minute in a two-point game here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community. For commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield, to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you. And warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire at Chippewa Falls. Two-point game. The Bloomer Blackhawks and your McDonald Central Max. 42-40. Bloomer with the lead and possession. We're just over 5 minutes into the second half. Here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, Gavin Bovey back at the Wogo home base in Hallie, keeping things running smoothly. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here. Val Knobloch running Max TV. Left side, Blaskacik. Schwarzenberger had just a short breather, and he's right back out there for Coach Van Grunsven. Colin Crane, who just had a rattle in three, passes one up. Merrick working down the left side of the lane. His runner off the backboard. No. Offensive rebound. Strand comes up short, but he is fouled by Flanagan.
Yep, Miles kind of bodied him up.
Mason Bussey is going to come into this game. That was the first foul on McDonald in the second half. Two whistles against Bloomer. Second foul against Miles Flanagan. The lefty Strand. Free throw rattles in. The rim has been kind to Bloomer on this side of the floor. Strand, his first free throw, makes it a three-point game. Full one possession lead for Bloomer. Second free throw, that one rattles out, and Mason Bussey pulls it down. 43-40 Bloomer. Right side, Cale Holm finds Galvez up top, swings to Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner. Cooper Mittermeier finds a cutting Sikora. Sikora up with the right hand, no, but he's bodied up and fouled. I think that will go against Strand,
yes,
team's
will.
Third, and Sikora will go to the line shooting two. First on Strand. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wirzgala.com. That's wirzgala.com. Sikora stays perfect at the foul line. He has 5 points in each half now. Third McDonald player in double digits, 43-41 our score. Grant Smisky coming in for Cale Holm. Spirit fingers from the McDonald studi. Sikora the free throw. Perfect. 4-for-4 on the night for Sikora. Back to a one-point game. 43-42. Bloomer with the lead. One-third of the way through the second half. Jake Blaskacik driving baseline. Goes over the top of Mason Bussey and scores. Blaskacik now with eight. 45-42. Yeah, before that, 6 points all from beyond the arc. Sikora out to Grant Smisky. Fisking back to Cooper Mittermeier on the right wing. Carson Galvez rotates left side. Jordan Sikora into the paint. Kick out Galvez. Galvez drops down to Bussey. Bussey, good position. He'll back it out to Galvez, though. Galvez, the sophomore, flips it out. Grant Smisky. Smisky down the left side of the lane. Rolling one out. Cooper Mittermeier on the right side. 11:23 to play. 45-42. McDonald trails by three. Sikora up top. Grant Smisky. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Finds Galvez up top, Sikora. Front of the circle. Cooper Mittermeier at the foul line. Kicks out Galvez in the right corner in front of the McDonald bench. Sikora there. Sikora puts on the floor with the left hand. Attacking hard to the rim and scores. Nice. Slicing to the rack. Jordan Sikora. 45-44. McDonald trails by two. Jake Buskocic up top. Colin Crane. These teams just seem to bring out the best in each other.
Yeah.
Schwarzenberger up top against Sikora. Pulls up, 18-foot jumper. That one well short. Rebound pulled in. Carson Galvez. Galvez off and running. He'll slow it down. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier thought about a transition three. Instead, cuts hard to the hoop. English off the glass and good.
Nice move.
Mittermeier, his first bucket of the second half. And McDonald back in front, 46-45. Buskocic. Jake Buskocic goes to Schwarzenberger, right of the circle. Schwarzenberger at the right block, off the glass, too strong. Rebound batted out through the arms of Mason Bussey out of bounds as Galvez, Bussey, and Strand were all fighting for it. And Strand able to poke it off the fingertips of McDonald. Carson Galvez will get a break here. Cale Holm back in. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows. Inbounds to Jake Buskocic. Finds Hartman. Hartman on the right wing. Up top between the wheels. 1 point game. 8 minutes into the second half. Under 10 to go now. Kick out. Buskocic passed up a three to Crane. He will not pass up a three. He'll rim one out. Strand offensive rebound trying to go over the top of Bussey, and he does and scores. Good work in the paint by Zeke Strand. 47-46. Bloomer back in front.
This is a ball game.
Cooper Mittermeier. Grant Smiski high on the left. Smiski leaves for Sikora. Sikora off the screen from Bussey. Back over to Cooper Mittermeier, left wing in the corner. Sikora between the wheels, rotates. Down to Grant Smiski via Cale Holm. Cooper Mittermeier against Jake Buskocic up top. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Cooper in the paint and called for a travel or a foul?
Nope, foul.
That should be the fourth on Bloomer. See who that one goes against. 47-46, the Blackhawks. 9:18 to go in the second half. Fouls on the ground.
He's staying three, but there's no three out there.
We'll get this figured out in a moment. McDonald's going to have an inbound along the baseline.
Looks like maybe 224. I'm guessing
that would be Jake Buskocic, and is the team's fourth foul. And the first on Jake Buskocic. Now an inbound to Mason Bussey. Bussey straddling the three-point arc. Leaves it for Sikora up top. Jordan Sikora with 9:11 to go. His team trailing 47-46. Leaves it for Mittermeier. Mittermeier back to Sikora. Right wing. Head fake. Sikora at the elbow. Kick into the left corner. A bobble over there. And McDonald lost out of bounds. Smiski couldn't quite handle the pass. And a reminder, Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more. Apply online, Wurzgalla.com. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, great place to work. Maybe that's you or someone you know. Strand, wide open for three, off the side of the rim, and Mason Bussey, this time, able to keep the hand away from it. Oh, goodness, it looked like soccer, making sure you don't touch that ball, and Bussey... Yes. Kind of waved the hand over it like a magician, and the official said, yep, you're right, you didn't touch it. 47-46, McDonald trails by one. Sikora at the right block and had his pocket picked. Crane coming over short side to take it away. Schwarzenberger left wing, hesitation, and he's called for a carry. Jonah Buskocic will come into this game for Zeke Strand. He's done some good work tonight for Bloomer. 8:33 to go. 47-46, Bloomer. Both teams unbeaten early on, 2-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Both teams sporting 3-1 records. Mason Bussey up top to Grant Smiski. Grant slices a pass down to Sikora, right block, kick out Smiski straight on. Good head fake by Smiski, comes to a jump stop in the lane, up with the right hand and scores. Grant Smiski. And McDonald takes the lead back on the Smiski bucket. Good work there by Grant. Now Sikora down the lane, comes up short with the right-handed runner, but he is fouled. And
it's probably Jordan.
That will be the second whistle on McDonald. Schwarzenberger.
We put that on Cooper.
Cooper Mittermeier, his second. Schwarzenberger does not miss often from the line. We're doing everything possible to bring in the broadcaster jinx, but I'm not sure that it works on him. First free throw's good. He's a fun player to watch. 48 apiece as Schwarzenberger ties the game with his first free throw. Second attempt is good as well. 49-48. Seesaw affair. Bloomer back in front.
8 minutes left.
Cooper Mittermeier across the Bulldog at midcourt. Finds Cale Holm. Holm quickly on the three. Back rim, no. Grant Smiski pulls down the rebound. Even pulled it away from Bussey. Quick three right side. Cooper Mittermeier back rim, no. And Schwarzenberger pulls down the rebound. Second chance opportunity there for McDonald. Flanagan about to come back in for Coach Adam Schilling. 49-48 Bloomer. Crane pulls up like he wants the three. Instead, finds Schwarzenberger. Schwarzenberger steps into a three. That one rims in and out. Long rebound. Bussey pulls it in. It's like a vacuum cleaner when the ball's anywhere near him. Mason Bussey. Donald, a chance to regain the lead. Trailing by one. Jordan Sikora goes by Blaskoczyk. Shrugs him off. Back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Grant Smiski left wing. Up top between the wheels. Mittermeier shrugs it off for Sikora. Sikora working against his man and walked for the basketball. Kind of pulling the chair out from him was Jake Blaskoczyk. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. One-point ball game.
Lyles back in. Mason taking a breather.
Crane straight on for three. Open and hit it.
He's not afraid to pull the trigger.
Bloomer nearing double-digit makes now from three. In fact, I believe that was their 10th. 52-48, back to a two-possession lead. Lyles got to stay within striking distance here, trailing 52-48. Withstand the onslaught of Bloomer's outside shooting. Cale Holm finds Jordan Sikora. Schwarzenberger comes out on him. Mittermeier with 6.5 to play. Calling for a screen, doesn't get one, goes to Cale Holm. Holm jab step to Sikora. Sikora to Grant Smiski. Smiski against Hartman up top. Leaves for Cale Holm. Holm to Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand, goes between the legs, leaves out for Sikora. 52-48 Bloomer, 6:13 to go in this game. Winner takes over sole possession of first place early on in the season in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Two-thirds of the way through the second half now as we're under 6 minutes to play. Cooper Mittermeier hangs in the lane, too strong, back rim. Schwarzenberger now on the attack. Kick into the left corner. Jonah Blaskoczyk, 4-3, back rim, no, rebound. And Crane knocked it away from Flanagan. Cooper Mittermeier on the deck, and he somehow scrabbles it out of there to Miles Flanagan.
I don't know how Jake Blaskoczyk didn't get called for the foul. He had his hand right in the middle of the back.
Now an attempt at a steal. Holm rescues it over to Sikora. A lot of bodies flying all over the place. Flanagan working on his man. Goes up with a left hand and scores the little baby hook and the sweet touch by Miles.
Full time.
The senior makes it a two-point game. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
.5:22 remaining and a great time for Miles Flanagan to get his first bucket of the night. 52-50. McDonald within one basket. Bloomer with the basketball. 5:10 to go in this tightly contested game. Blaskoczyk for three out of the timeout. No, and there going over the back this time, they got Colin Crane. I believe that's his third as Flanagan's superior position underneath. 5:03 left. Chance to tie or take the lead on this for this possession. That is confirmed. Third foul on Colin Crane. Team's fifth. McDonald's only committed two infractions here in the second half. Free throws could definitely come into play in this one down the stretch. Under five to go. Jordan Sikora up top. Sikora holding. Finds Cooper Mittermeier right of the circle. Back to Sikora in front of his own bench, far side of the floor. Kale home left wing. Deep three for Kale. That one off the front of the rim. Rebound tracked down by Jake Blaskoczyk. Up top, Schwarzenberger crosses over on his man, pulls up from 10 feet and scores. Been a bit, and Schwarzenberger can take over a game, 54-50. Kale Holm into the left corner. That's Grant Smiski against Hartman. Smiski driving baseline, runs into a double, and his pass kicks off the underside of the rim, but retrieved by Kale Holm. Flanagan up top to Mittermeier, rotates to Sikora. 4:12 to go. Back to Smiski. Smiski puts it on the floor with the right hand. Grant Smiski into the paint just beyond the foul line. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Kale Holm left wing. Again, Zeke Strand. Ball fakes him. Holm. Leaves for Smiski. Under four to play in a four-point game. 54-50 Bloomer. Cooper Mittermeier. Out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora crosses over. Out to Kale Holm. Holm on the left wing. Now matched up against Schwarzenberger in the left corner. Grant Smiski up top. Cooper Mittermeier holding between the wheels. Swings right side. Good defensive possession so far for Bloomer. Can McDonald score? 54-50. Sikora at the right elbow. Loops it over. Grant Smiski left wing. Straddling the arc. Sikora right wing. Sikora attacking the paint. Puts the shoulder in. Working against Strand. Goes, hangs. Back rim, no. And Strand pulls down the rebound. Bloomer wins that battle. 54-50. The Blackhawks lead. Carson Galvez about to come in. Quick three, and there's Schwarzenberger, and a big clap of the hands as Schwarzenberger hit his first three of the night, and it's the largest advantage of the night for Bloomer, 57-50. After the defensive stop, Schwarzenberger pulls the trigger on a three and a throwaway by McDonald. Smiski with the turnover. Carson Galvez will come in. Smiski will take a seat with 2:57 to play, and Bloomer will inbound. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
It's a big defensive stand here for McDonald.
Schwarzenberger up top. Jonah Blaskoczyk gives it back to Schwarzenberger. He's the one you want with the ball in his hands if you're Bloomer right now. Leading 57-50.
They might try to just drain a little clock.
2:40 up top. Aim for Zeke Strand. 2.5 minutes to go. Again, Bloomer leading by seven. McDonald's only committed two fouls here. So look for them to be pretty aggressive defensively. As Kale Holm pokes one away, but Schwarzenberger takes it up top. And now a quick foul by Galvez with 2:18 to play.
Galvez's third.
Oversell just how big that three-pointer in transition was for Dominic Schwarzenberger. In a four-point game, makes it a seven-point advantage. Jonah Blaskoczyk to inbound. This is a veteran Bloomer team. Another quick whistle against McDonald, their fourth foul.
Kale Holmes first.
Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. Right in front of the scorer's table and the WOGO logo over there will be Blaskoczyk, Jonah Blaskoczyk. Now they'll reposition him in front of his bench. Blaskoczyk to inbound, finds twin brother Jake. Kale Holm reaching for the ball and will be called for the foul. Team's fifth. Team fouls even at five apiece.
Two more.
Are going to have to hope for some misses here. One of those games when you're on the lower end of the scoreboard, you call for Wisconsin to have a shot clock. When you're on the other end, you like it. 2:10 to play as Schwarzenberger is fouled. That's the sixth for McDonald, and now again, can you deny Schwarzenberger, who is pretty much automatic at the free throw line, can you deny him the basketball here? And they will get it to Schwarzenberger.
They don't want to foul him, though.
He's working his way across the timeline, gives it up to Hartman. Hartman finds Jonah Bliskocic. Back to Schwarzenberger with 2 minutes exactly on the clock. Schwarzenberger near midcourt. 57-50 Bloomer, bumped up top, leaves it for Hartman. And McDonald back to Schwarzenberger, opting not to foul Hartman. And now a whistle and a foul in the corner, and Strand will be fouled by Flanagan. And they will send the lefty Strand, who is 2 for 2 from the foul line, back to the charity stripe in a 7-point game. Third foul on Miles Flanagan. The minute 44 left. McDonald hoping for some misses here. Still a 1-1 situation, of course. So Strand, the left-handed junior. Free throw is short. Rebound batted around, and Flanagan falling along the baseline, backpedaling, able to grab that rebound and save it back in bounds. Minute 36 left.
We got to convert rather quickly here.
Cooper Mittermeier up top. And a pass stolen away by Hartman. Step right in front of it. Hartman loses in the lane. Bloomer takes it back up. Bliskocic finds Schwarzenberger. With a minute 20 to play, and they're going to have to foul Schwarzenberger unless they can make him give it up. He gives it up to Jake Bliskocic, and Sikora will foul him with a minute 15 left. A critical turnover for McDonald after they had a chance to take advantage of that miss on the 1-1. And now Jake Bliskocic has scored from three-point range, two-point range. Can he put one in here in a 1-1 situation from the free throw line? Bliskocic free throw is good. 8-point game. With a minute 15 left. We'll see how this turns out. The final score may not be indicative of just how close this game has been. Second free throw for Bliskocic is good as well. 59-50 Bloomer. Minute 14 left. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline. Working outside the arc, finds Carson Galvez. Left corner, Cale Holm. Holm working against Hartman. Holm kick out, Cooper Mittermeier, jab step down the right side of the lane. Kick out to Carson Galvez. Galvez, big head fake, attacking to the hoop, comes up short, but is fouled with 55.1 seconds left. Team's sixth foul on Bloomer, and Galvez will go to the line.
One on Strand.
Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality. And always proud to support local sports, visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw no good for Carson Galvez. That's his first miss from the line. It was 3 for 3 in the first half. Colin Crane will come in favor of Zeke Strand. I'm guessing that's a free throw percentage move. 59-50, our score remains. 55.1 seconds on the clock. Carson Galvez, the 6'3" sophomore, back of the line. Free throw is good. Galvez with 15 points to lead the team. 59-51. McDonald heavy pressure in the backcourt. Schwarzenberger will give it up. Finds Hartman. Hartman breaks pressure across the timeline to Jake Bliskocic. He will be fouled with 46.5 to play. And a chance for Jake Bliskocic to move further into double digits, as he's sitting unofficially at 10 points.
Carson Galvez picked up his fourth.
Team's ninth, so the final 1-1 here for Jake Bliskocic. Free throw is good for Bliskocic, giving him 11 points on the night. That is right at his season average. Coming up, we'll have the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Look ahead at the WOGO Sports Calendar. Talk with head coach Adam Schilling. Stats and highlights. Second free throw is good. 4 for 4, Jake Bliskocic from the line. 61-51, largest lead of the night for Bloomer. 10-point lead. Stepping into a three straight on. Rattles it through Cooper Mittermeier.
Timeout, McDonald.
Timeout taken by McDonald. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Final 36.8 in the second half, 61-54. McDonald trailing by 7 to Bloomer. The Blackhawks inbounding after that 3 from Cooper Mittermeier. The timeout. Blaskocik is fouled by Carson Galvez, and I believe that is his last.
Yep, that's his fifth.
So Carson Galvez will foul out with a team high at the moment, 15 points, and 33.4 on the clock. Jake Blaskocik has 11 points and is 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Galvez getting a nice hand from the crowd. Again, just a sophomore, Carson Galvez. Coach Schilling told us he just is a basketball player, plays a lot of ball in the summer, enjoys the sport, and you can see it. The growth from freshman to sophomore year. 5 for 5 from the free throw line, Jake Blaskocik. 62-54, Bloomer, everybody back for the Blackhawks. Blaskocik's second free throw, that one rattles out. Miles Flanagan almost looked like he wasn't expecting it to miss.
No, he didn't expect it to miss.
62-54, Bloomer. Cooper Mittermeier steps into a fall-away three and rattles it in from the right corner. Good heavens, Cooper Mittermeier, a bomb from that right corner, falling away. And a whistle underneath, a timeout taken by Bloomer. 5-point game, 62-57, 17.6 left. We'll take just a half a minute break here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Two straight threes for Cooper Mittermeier, then McDonald. The hassling, harrying defense forces a timeout from Bloomer. It's a 5-point game, 62-57. Bloomer in the double bonus. McDonald still will be shooting the 1-1, but Cooper Mittermeier again, man in his face, falling away.
Yeah.
Right corner three.
Not easy.
Splashed it. Now McDonald, of course, needs a steal here. Jonah Blaskocik will inbound, looking at the baseball pass. Drops it in to twin brother Jake Blaskocik, and he is fouled by Cale Holm with 15.9 seconds left. Blaskocik now 5 of 6 from the foul line, and he will go to the line shooting 2 in the double bonus. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Blaskocik, he'll stay down on the first free throw is good, so he's back to form here. And we'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling in the Post-Glass post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll look ahead at our matinee Lady Max basketball matchup tomorrow. Second free throw is good for Blaskocik. So 7-8 inbounds to Keel Holm. 15 seconds to play. He'll cross the timeline. Holm finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier working off a screen from Holm. Gives it back to Keel. Wide open for three. Right wing. That nicks the front of the rim. With 5 seconds left, and Jonah Blaskoczyk will be fouled. But that may just about do it for Bloomer here. 64-57 with 4.2 seconds left. Raucous Bloomer student section. They came out in force here tonight. It's a little hard to find a place to park before this one. So Jonah Blaskoczyk, he has 6 points on the first half. First free throw is good. Coach Van Grensven mentioned not only does he have a veteran group, a lot of returnees, but also a group that just played a lot of basketball. They do the work during the summer. And that shows in their free throw shooting as Blaskoczyk hits the second. Cooper Mittermeier races across the timeline. He'll pull up at the buzzer, comes up short. And your final score, Bloomer 66, McDonald 57. McDonald falls to 3-2 on the season, 2-1 in the Western Clover Belt. Bloomer in the Catbird seat in the conference right now. They are now 4-1 on the year and 3-0. In the WCC. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. Again, a lot coming up. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. We'll give you the stats, the highlights as well. We'll hear Mark Maloney's thoughts and look ahead on our WOGO sports calendar. It's all coming up in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We are back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up. Left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community. For commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield, to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you. And warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit this winter, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, also two heated bays and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling before too long here. Get you the stats and the highlights. 66-57, our final Bloomer with the win here, Mark Maloney, over McDonald. Again, it ends up being a 9-point game, but as we mentioned, not indicative of just how close this was. And as often happens, fouling, free throws at the end of a game will make it seem a little bit wider margin. But this was a one-possession or two-possession game for most of the entire contest, and especially the second half.
Yes, I mean, the kids were playing very, very good defense. You know, Bloomer came up when they needed to come up, scored some good baskets, and McDonald just, you know, came up a little bit short there. Again, Eddie throwing up some threes at the end. They were playing him pretty tight. They didn't let him get off any easy three-pointers. Cale Holm was having a hard time shooting the threes too, so I was pretty impressed with Jordan Secor with his moves in the middle there. Carson Galvez had some nice moves in the middle there. So, again, you know, it seems like our paint play is a little bit underdeveloped, if we can say that, for this part of, you know, this early in the season. So I think if they can get some post play going, it'll open up the three-point play a little bit better, too, the three-point shot. So, again, just some great defense, but just some great offense there by Schwarzenberger. He kind of took control that second half.
Seven players scored for Bloomer, six scored for McDonald. Three players in double figures for the Bloomer Blackhawks, four players in double figures for Adam Schilling's McDonald Max. And again, as you mentioned, Dominic Schwarzenberger, again, 21 points, a game high tonight, and that was 6 points under his season average, and just very, very talented in the painted area. He kind of just slithers his way within 8 or 10 feet and rarely misses. Wasn't great from the three-point arc tonight. Doesn't take a lot of threes, but he had an absolutely huge one down the stretch that pushed it from a 4-point game to a 7-point game, and that's kind of what led Bloomer to be able to start running the clock out.
Yeah, and it seems like he does a nice job driving the ball into the paint. He's got some phenomenal Euro step moves there that most people would probably say that should be a travel, but nobody really, you know, was hollering about that. He just has that down pretty good. You can tell he's practiced that move for a long, long time, and it's a fantastic move. It's tough to stop. He makes up a lot of ground and doesn't travel with it. So he did a nice job penetrating the paint there.
He was a perfect 4-of-4 from the free throw line as well. So 21 points, a game high for the talented senior Dominic Schwarzenberger. Then Jake Blaskocic, another very talented senior, had 6 in the first half, 9 in the second half, including 7 of 8 from the foul line down the stretch. So 15 points for Jake Blaskocic and 10 for Zeke Strand. When we count up the three-point makes for Bloomer, I am counting 10 made 10. Threes for Bloomer. On the other side for McDonald, we'll count that up in just a moment as well, as head coach Adam Schilling will join us. I'm seeing 6 made threes for McDonald, but we'll double check that. As the head coach of the Max joins us, Bloomer gets the win over McDonald, 66-57. And coach, we've already mentioned, again, 9-point game does not show just how tight this was. It was a wire-to-wire battle, and I'm sure both coaches absolutely loved the intensity their teams took the floor with here tonight.
Yeah, we knew obviously it'd be a good test for us, and it was just a really good opportunity for our, you know, our younger kids to get out there and play against, you know, one of the top teams in our conference and compete against them. So There's some things we can build on and some things we got to keep trying to get better at. But overall, the kids really played hard, and that's really all we can ask.
Again, a senior laden veteran bloomer team, and you had four guys in double figures tonight, and we talked a little bit before the game about the offense, how it's coming along, and Mark Maloney was mentioning maybe still trying to develop a little bit more interior post play, but on the wings, your ability to, again, get to the line, but also to knock down shots when they're open as well, too, had to be pretty pleased with the offensive performance against a very, very good defensive team in Bloomer.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got to get better just executing some of the little things, just a little bit better, I think. But the way the kids move the ball, I think there's a lot to build on as far as just the ball movement. And it's just something we got to keep working at every day to get better. And that's the one thing we're talking to the kids about every time we get in the gym. Just today we want to get better. And offensively, I think we have gotten better a little bit each game we played.
Coach, what are the building blocks that you're hoping for from this game and the others you've played, knowing that Christmas break is coming? I believe you have two more games left before Christmas, and we'll see you guys, of course, post-Christmas at that tournament. But Cadott coming up, in fact, just one game left before the Christmas break. So what do you want to make sure is kind of ingrained in the guys' minds, not only trying to get another W, but also saying, hey, this is where we are, this is where we need to be as we get into late December, January, and down the stretch?
Yeah, we in the locker room, we just talk about finishing this month strong. We got a lot of road games here the second half of the year, so every chance we have a game here at home, we want to try to play well. But wins and losses are going to come. We're just really trying to get better as much as we can every time we play, and eventually the wins will hopefully come for us.
Well, Coach, I think this team did get better here tonight. Again, going toe-to-toe with a very talented Bloomer team that probably will be in the mix for the conference title all throughout. So looking forward to seeing you guys post-Christmas at that tournament, but a very competitive game tonight. Thank you for the time and for the entertainment, as always.
Great. Thank you guys for coming out. I really appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We've got more to break down in just 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in two as we continue with the post-class post-game show.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow. Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Going for the shot. Oh, it went in.
With a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community. For commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield, to custom store fronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Well, this is the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Dan, Derek, and the crew, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Continuing with the stats, then we'll get to the highlights, Mark Maloney's final thoughts, and a look at our WOGO sports calendar before we bid you adieu. and then come back tomorrow right here to McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. Confirmed, McDonald did have 6 threes made, 4 in the first half and 2 in the second half, but those 2 threes were kind of the desperation ones at the end from Cooper Mittermeier. So, again, the outside shooting not falling quite as much for McDonald in the second half. Again, Bloomer with 10 made threes in this game and a 66-57 victory for the Blackhawks to help them remain first in conference. But McDonald, incredibly balanced scoring. 6 players scored, 4 of them in double figures, led by Carson Galvez with 15 points before fouling out. He had 10 in the first half. Jordan Sikora had 5 in the first half, 8 in the second. He had 13 points. Cale Holm with 10 in the first half, 3 in the second, 13 points for Holm. And Cooper Mittermeier scored 8 of his 12 points in the second half, rounding out the scoring for McDonald, Grant Smiski and Miles Flanagan with 2 points apiece. Let's hear how the second half sounded. Your second half highlights here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and Max TV. 34, and they will inbound in front of their own student section. Inbounds, Jordan Sikora takes it away from Schwarzenberger. Sikora down the lane, ties the game. Brings them within 1, more accurately. First half with 10, despite some foul trouble. Kick into the left corner, that's Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier putting on the floor with the right hand, pumps in the paint. Back out, Cale Holm. Holm finds Galvez, left block extended. Galvez going up hard, nice touch with the right hand. Carson Galvez retakes the lead for McDonald. 12 for Galvez.
Beautiful pass from Cale.
From the McDonald bench. Sikora there. Sikora puts on the floor with the left hand, attacking hard to the rim and scores. Nice. Slicing to the rack. Jordan Sikora. For that one, well short. Rebound pulled in. Carson Galvez. Galvez off and running. He'll slow it down. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier thought about a transition three. Instead, cuts hard to the hoop. English off the glass and good.
Nice move.
Mason Bussey up top to Grant Smiski. Grant slices a pass down to Sikora. Right block. Kick out. Smiski straight on. Good head fake by Smiski. Comes to a jump stop in the lane. Up with the right hand and scores. Grant Smiski. And McDonald takes the lead back on the Smiski bucket. A lot of bodies flying all over the place. Flanagan working on his man. Goes up with a left hand and scores. The little baby hook and the sweet touch by Miles.
Full time.
The senior makes it a 2-point game. We'll step out and be back. And 4-for-4, Jake Laskacik from the line. 61-51, largest lead of the night for Bloomer. 10-point lead. Stepping into a 3 straight on. Rattles it through. Cooper Mittermeier.
Timeout, McDonald.
Timeout. Miles Flanagan almost looked like he wasn't expecting it to miss.
No, he didn't expect it to miss.
62-54, Bloomer. Cooper Mittermeier steps into a fall-away 3 and rattles it in from the right corner. Good heavens. Cooper Mittermeier, a bomb from that right corner, falling away. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. McDonald falls 66-57 to Bloomer, but just listening back to some of those highlights, Mark Maloney, the excitement level I think should be high for this young team, filled with a lot of sophomores and juniors. And some of the things that we saw tonight, scoring from unexpected places in unexpected ways. Jordan Sikora showing off some post moves, attacking the paint, brilliant from the free throw line. Carson Galvez just had a phenomenal game, again leading the team with 15 points. He's just a sophomore, but again, just some exciting things. Cale Holm, again, he has now scored 56 points, if my math is correct, in the last 3 games. Cooper Mittermeier doing some nice things inside and outside as well, too. I mean, there's just a lot to be optimistic about with this McDonald team.
Yes, I agree. You know, I'm pretty impressed with the, you know, the battle they gave tonight. They've been having some really, really good games. They're not being blown out by any means from any game that they've played so far. So, you know, that's credit to Coach Schilling and his staff there to get these kids prepared for that. And again, you know, they're just going to keep on getting better and better and better. And you know, you and I both know that, you know, by, you know, we're going to be into January here shortly, and then it's February, and then we're already talking playoffs. So these guys got a long way to go, though. They got a lot of conference games coming up against some really good teams, and this was a really good team that they battled very, very well. This game could have went either way. Like you said, it kind of came down to free throws at the end.
And again, to play a team like Bloomer that, along with Fall Creek, probably expected to be vying for that conference title, to be able to go toe-to-toe with them, and I think anyone who is here tonight would say McDonald had a legitimate shot to win this game.
Yes.
Again, and it wasn't necessarily something where the Macs are shooting the lights out and that's why they're in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they just played an equal game to Bloomer. And if anything, the Blackhawks were the ones who were really shooting well tonight, too. I mean, again, it was two evenly matched teams. And considering how much McDonald graduated from that state runner-up team last year, I think that is a testament to the work that these young men have put in to say it was two evenly matched teams here tonight, as good as this Bloomer team is and as much respect as everybody has for them.
Yes, yes. We got a chance to watch them last weekend over at Stout, and, you know, they looked really good over there. And so just based on that, I knew coming into this game it was going to be a battle. But again, McDonald stepped right up. I thought they did a fantastic job tonight.
Well, we're tying up here the Postclass postgame show brought to you by Postclass and Mir in Chippewa Falls. Let's take a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. We're right back at it tomorrow for our last McDonald broadcast before Christmas. It'll be matinee Max basketball. Don Cooper's Lady Max 7-0 on the season will face a Division II team in Onalaska. Now, note the time. It's not an evening game. It's an afternoon game. 3:10, our projected start time here on WOGO and Max TV. So that is tomorrow afternoon. Next time we'll see the Max boys and the Max girls will be on the 28th and 29th of this month for the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald boys will take on Ladysmith on the 28th, 4:55 start. After that will be the Lady Max against St. Croix Central, and then on the 29th, the McDonald boys game to be determined depending on winning or losing against Ladysmith, and the Lady Max against Athens on the 29th with a 3:10 start here on WOGO Sports. Other action coming up on Tuesday, the red-hot CFM Sabres girls hockey team will be on the road at the Eau Claire area Stars. Make sure you stay tuned for that one. Greg Stewart on the call. And then on the 21st of next week, it'll be Chi High boys hockey, fifth ranked in the state against third ranked Stevens Point. So Greg Stewart and I believe Cooper Fosvick or Chase Hoople on that call, 6:40 p.m. next Thursday. So stay tuned for that. And then in between on the 22nd, or actually rather after that hockey game on the 22nd, our final broadcast before Christmas, it'll be Mark Halverson with the Chi High boys basketball team against Menominee, 6:55 start, 1 week from tonight. That's a look at our WOGO sports calendar. You can always access that at WOGO.com. Thank you to our board operator back at the WIB and WOGO studios in Halley, Gavin Bovey, keeping things running smoothly. Mark, we had fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah, we'll be right back here tomorrow afternoon. It'll be another good game to watch them girls. So.
Looking forward to it. And again, they're not afraid to schedule tough competition
no.
here. Credit to the coaching staff and Alexis Lander. Well, we will bid you adieu from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium and see you again in less than 24 hours. This is WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Bloomer Blackhawks 66, the McDonald Max 57. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
Thanks, Gavin.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.